Hello again. You're listening to the news at 1. To Israel, where the government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been plunged into chaos after mass overnight protests. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets over the sacking of his defence minister in a bitterly contested controversy around overhauling the Israeli judiciary. This morning, thousands more came out to demonstrate as the country was hit by a wave of strikes. Jerusalem-based journalist Orly Halperin is on the line. Orly, thank you for taking our call this lunchtime. So bring us up to date. What's been happening there this morning?
You know, it's really crazy. There is really a frenzy in the state. It seems almost chaotic. Right now, every 5 minutes, something new is happening. In the morning, there was talk that Netanyahu, the prime minister, was going to call for a freeze to the legislation. It was supposed to be at 10 o'clock, his announcement. And then before that, right before that, the head of the National Labor Union made an announcement that if he does not make that call, he will call, the head of the National Labor Union will call for the general strike across the country. But meanwhile, Netanyahu went into a meeting with his coalition heads, and Itamar Ben-Gvir, the Minister of National Security, said that he would quit the coalition if Netanyahu dared to do that. So Netanyahu does not want this coalition to fall, this government to fall. And then his announcement was postponed. Meanwhile, all these different institutions and companies began declaring a general strike. We have the nurses, we have the medical associations, you have hospitals, you have franchises across the country, and the airport. The airport union called a strike. So there are no outgoing flights right now. And in the meantime, everyone is waiting for Netanyahu to say what he's going to say, and no one actually knew, even up to this moment. Meanwhile, an enormous demonstration was called for 2 p.m. against the legislation. And that's happening right now. And now there's talk that Netanyahu is going to make an announcement.
Right. Even reports that Israeli diplomats in embassies around the world have downed tools in protests at that. What is it in relation to these reforms that has sparked this wave of protest, this opposition?
Well, the legislation that is being enacted is basically going to change the character of the state from being a liberal, pretty democratic Jewish state to a non-democratic state, because Israel has a very unique type of democracy. It has a coalition, which is made of a number of parties that together can have more than 60, that have 61 seats, mm-hmm. which is more than half of the Knesset. And those parties together can suggest rules and pass them. The only checks and balances in the system here is the Supreme Court. If those coalition heads pass a bill that is against human rights or civil rights or liberty, all sorts of liberties, the only thing that can stop them is the High Court, which can strike it down, saying that it is illegal. It's against basic human rights. What they're trying to do now, the legislation that they are pushing through like a bulldozer, even this morning, is to change the way that the judicial committee, that the justices are chosen, changing the composition of a judicial committee so that it'll be political, that most of the people in that committee that are choosing the justices will be politicians, and they'll be politicians from the government in power. And that means that the High Court will be puppets of the government. So there will be nobody to put checks and balances on the government.
The immediate
And then the country will no longer be democratic.
But the immediate political challenge for Netanyahu is, as you've alluded, trying to keep his government together, because the defense minister, he fired him last night when he suggested that all of this should be paused. But as you've been telling us, there are also hardliners within the government who are insisting that that all this goes ahead. So whether the government can hold together through this crisis is now at issue.
That is true. And just a few minutes ago, a news came out, it's not official yet, that the man who is basically stopping the stop to the legislation, Itamar Ben-Gvir, who is from the Jewish Power, a very extremist party, he has said that he will resign from the government, but he will still support the government from the outside so that it can pass laws. So if Netanyahu does stop the legislation, he will resign, but he won't cause the government necessarily to fall.
All right, and just one other aspect. One other aspect of this, Orly, is that Netanyahu, over quite some years now, has been facing his own legal challenges. He's been charged with various offences, and there's also his political opponents are laying the charge that this is also an attempt to try to evade prosecution.
That's correct. He has been indicted on charges of breach of trust and fraud. And if he is convicted, then he could go to jail. He would like to change the laws so that a prime minister cannot be convicted on charges of breach of trust and fraud. It would give him immunity. So he is very keen that this government continue. I don't think that he actually would like the checks and balances ended in this country. I think if it were up to him and he didn't have the challenge that this would mean that he would go to jail, I don't think he would support it. But he desperately does not want to go to jail.
All right, listen, it's obviously a fast-moving situation, Orly. No doubt there'll be further developments in the course of the day. But for the moment, thank you very much indeed for that. That's Orly Halperin speaking to us there from Jerusalem.